You're listening to LGBTQ Off the Grid. I'm Andrea Smartin. In the last story, a group of people came up with their own response to isolation. They created a community of families with LGBTQ children. But for many people outside the urban corridor, it may be a challenge to find or create this kind of community. We ask listeners to call in with help or advice for the LGBTQ young person out there who feels alone.
This is Don Coe, and I live in Lehi, Utah. I've only been involved as an LGBTQ ally for a few years, but I want to say that I'm shocked at how rapidly society is changing on LGBTQ rights issues. I know it's hard to see it when you're in the middle of it, but the change has been more rapid than almost any social issue we've had in our time. So I just want to tell you to hang in there. Things are going to get better. Don't give up. Find some friends and support groups. It's much easier now online to do that. I wish you all the best.
My name is Weston Clark from Salt Lake City, Utah. What I would say to somebody who feels isolated and alone is that I understand how you feel. I've been there. And some of the darkest times is when you feel like everybody you know and love is going to disown you and not want to be in your life anymore if they knew who you really were. And sometimes you have to let yourself get to that place where you're okay with that. And I think the easiest way to get to the place where you're okay with that is when you begin to understand that the world you see now is actually pretty small, and that the world that exists is really, really big. And there are a lot of people out there who will love you for exactly who you are and want you to be happy no matter what. So even though you feel isolated and alone where you're at now, I promise that your community exists out there.
My name is Heather Kester, and I live in Eagle Mountain, Utah. You are beautiful, just as you are. There is nothing wrong with you. You are as you should be. Everyone deserves love. You deserve love.
Hey, this is Trevor Johnson. I live in Bountiful, Utah, with my two dogs and my husband, Jack. We've been living here about a year and love the life we have together. 10 years ago, I was graduating high school. I was raised Mormon and was in a lot of denial about being gay. I don't think I realized then how alone I truly felt and how much self-hatred I was experiencing on a day-to-day basis. I spent so much of my energy trying to hide who I was and be the person that I thought others would accept rather than the person who I truly was. That can be such a lonely experience. And while it's so much easier to say than it is to do, I just want to tell you that it's okay to be you, that you are enough exactly as you are, and you will experience so much more genuine connection with others when you allow yourself to be who you truly are.
My name is Max Mum, and I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I am 7 years old, and I am a transgender girl.
My name is Terry Mum, and I am so lucky to be Max's mom.
What advice do you have for other kids who might go through what you're going through?
I would say, keep calm, be who you are, and have a good lifestyle.
A good lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for parents?
Parents. Well, so my mom has been helping me the most. She talks to me when I'm going to bed. Once I was crying so much because of that I'm transgender and I don't like it this way. And I just couldn't stop. And she was helping me by saying to me, it's fine for who you are. It's okay if you have a girl brain and a boy body. So, yeah, she's been helping me a lot.
This is Kimberly Anderson. I guess kind of in the end, what I'm going to do here is just send a message to my younger self, because my younger self needed a message like this. The thing I want to maybe share the most is that above all other things, keep yourself safe. If part of your need to speak out compromises your safety, if part of your need to live an authentic experience compromises your safety, please, please, please find those core group of people, that core nucleus that you can trust, that you can be yourself around. The future needs you. The present needs you. Please stick around long enough for us to find out what it is you're going to bring to the table that's going to really, honestly change the world.
My name is Adam, and I live in Draper. To the youth that feels alone and isolated in Utah, I say create something meaningful and worthwhile to you. You might live in a town or go to a school where you are the only LGBTQ person, and while that can feel really lonely and scary, you have talents and tools, and I think you can channel those feelings you feel into beautiful things. And what's exciting is that we live in this world where you can share those things online now. You can connect with others like you or empathize with you if you just post these things and build that bridge. And I honestly believe that where we make cool things, community built. At the same time, it's not a guarantee. Without being in your shoes, I can't guarantee what the future holds. But I hope you'll consider using what you have to make something for you. Because even if you don't share it right away, it can be your sanctuary until you find a place where you can be out and you can be fearless.
This is Vicky. I will choose you every day and twice on Sundays. We belong together.
My name is Marin, and I live in Utah. When my brother came out, it hurt so bad to watch him go through so much and to feel so alone. I watched through the years as he struggled with figuring out who he was and how he felt, and where that fit in with his life plan. It was a relief when he came out because I knew he could finally be himself after so many years of trying to fit a mold he was never made from. But at the same time, I wept because I knew how hard it was still going to be for him and how much he would still have to face. I just want you to know, when dark days come, remember you are loved. You are perfect the way you are, and you were never meant to be any other way. Nothing about you is a mistake. Every second God put into making you the way you are was intentional and beautiful, and no one has the right to tell you otherwise, not even you. I know how lonely things can get, and I know how depression and anxiety and self-doubt can convince you that you're not good enough, but I promise you, you are. You're worth it, always. You're not alone, and I don't ever want you to feel like you are. There are so many people who love you, and even if they don't understand what you're going through, they will fight tooth and nail for you because you're worth it. I'm so proud of you for being so courageous, and I wish you all the happiness this world can bring. Thank you for being strong, brave, and genuine to yourself. Even if you feel completely alone, remember that you've got at least one ally sitting here with you. I will always fight for you, and I will always think the world of you. You are so loved.
Thank you.
LGBTQ Off the Grid is a production of Utah Public Radio and Changing Our Stories podcast. I'm the executive producer and host, Andrea Smartin. For more information on this project, visit upr.org. You can find Changing Our Stories at changingourstories.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this UPR original series is brought to you in part by our members and the LGBTQ Community Endowment Fund, the USU Center for Women and Gender, and the USU Access and Diversity Center. More information available online at upr.org.